Good Monday morning. Guess what? Your girl has a podcast. I'm so excited for today, and I'm excited to have you back for this podcast. Get ready. It's going to be a good one because I have no idea what I'm about to say. But I mean, really, every episode is off the cuff. And this one is about, I've gotten just so many DMs. So many people are hitting me up about kind of the friend thing where we got a toxic friend that we didn't know was toxic, and now this friend is like turning against you, and et cetera, et cetera. I want to tell you guys, I've been through this so many times. And if you haven't already listened to my podcast, Friendship Funerals, it's way more put together than what this I assume is going to be. But I just want to talk about it candidly, off the cuff, because retrospect is so clear. So 2020 vision for me to be able to see how it is that I allowed this to happen when I'm seemingly a pretty smart girl. So I want to show you the vision of that, not because you have toxic friends around you, maybe everything is going great. Let me tell you why you need to listen to this podcast. Once you learn how you tick, you won't ever be subject to this again. And you'll know how to better love the people around you that aren't toxic. Because I know how to love the people around me now, and they know how to love me back. Now, we've been through a lot together, so that's why all of us collectively have been through 5 lifetimes of garbage. But had I used this kind of insight, I would have been able to love them more, and I would have recognized their love for me immediately. So I want to tell you how that is. Really quickly and very, very candidly. So let's get started. I mean, every podcast of mine is off the cuff. This one is just like, I was washing the dishes last night and I was thinking about this podcast and I was like, what should I do? And then I opened up my DMs and it was just like one after another, after another, after another of kind of the same stuff. And I just want to talk about it. Like, quarantine is tough and Dallas is the first county in the nation to like open up, and nothing has really, I mean, it's not that open, just in case you feel like you're missing something, we're not doing anything. But I think what quarantine has done is shown people's mental limitations. And when something is hard, something is tough, you're under financial strain, you start spewing your garbage all over people. The emotional control gets a lot harder and you start spewing your garbage all over other people. I had a lady DM me and was like, you look so much younger without your big fake lashes and so much makeup. To which I responded to her, listen, that's probably the most offensive DM you could ever send to someone. I love the way I look naturally. And I love to express myself through makeup and contour and highlight and all the fake lashes and all the things. However, that's offensive. And I'm not going to let you get by with that. That's totally offensive. You don't say that. It's a backwards compliment. It's passive aggressive. And I'm not going to take it. I don't accept. And you're going to be blocked. And the person responded, well, I'm the mom of a 20-year-old and people aren't being honest with you, blah, blah, blah. No, you're spewing your garbage on people. And your 20-year-old probably could DM me and be like, my mom's a whack job, spewing her opinion all over me. Like, let's keep it real. So I'm a little bit more open to hearing things because now I understand where they come from. Like, why would you spew something about how I wear my makeup or my hair on a stranger? That's very bizarre behavior. It's really bizarre behavior. And you just have to laugh and just be like, that's really bizarre behavior. And so you need to recognize that and be really accountable for your words because I'm a human. That doesn't hurt my feelings in any way whatsoever. Because if you've ever colored your hair, you've changed something, you've modified something about yourself. So if you've ever colored your hair, you're calling the kettle black. So there's just so many extents that we can take this to. And I wanted her to be accountable. And that led into this. I am accountable for the boundary I set with someone like that because I don't need to be mothered on Instagram from a stranger. And if you're getting feedback from, you may not get feedback from strangers on your Instagram like I do, but imagine you're getting feedback and you're getting kind of this feedback from someone else and you didn't know to first check that person's, where that person is coming from, and you just took all of that information to heart. That's what I want to not save you from, but that's what I'd like to express to you, because I don't want to mother on you back. But I want to just give you some information to help you make a really great choice should any of this information make sense. So I'm responsible for placing that boundary and just saying, hey, no, that's not okay. And you just don't say that to people, because every single person, and then you have to think like maybe I intimidated her in some way, and maybe this form of myself doesn't intimidate, or maybe this person is very angry for some reason, and then letting me know that she's a mom of a 20-year-old tells me that, you know, she's middle-aged or higher and has some sort of anger about that, and wanted to make sure that I knew that. Make sure to read the words that people send you very carefully, because they tell the entire story. There's no reason for you to tell me that you are a mom of a 20-year-old. There's absolutely no reason to tell me that. There's absolutely no reason for you to tell me you don't like fake lashes. There's no reason. We don't know each other. So you need to understand where somebody is coming from to understand and then empathize with what they're going through. So because I had to place a boundary, the person inside of me wanted to go, are you okay? Is everything okay? I think you're beautiful just the way you are. I noticed on Instagram you don't show your face, but I don't know who told you that you're not beautiful, but you're beautiful because you're a one in a billion chance that God put you here anyway, and I think it's great. And I used to have those conversations with every single person that would DM me. And now I understand that it's now my responsibility for my emotional health for me to draw a boundary. And so I blocked the person, and maybe she's listening to this, maybe she's not. But I blocked her, not out of some spite or hatred or whatever else, but just as an emotional boundary of like, you can't talk to somebody like that. And when I block someone, it's not out of like, and now you can't talk to me. It's just, that's the boundary. Be really accountable for what you say to people on the internet. Because I could have been a 7-year-old girl. I could have been a 10-year-old girl. I could have been a 8-year-old young man. I could have been anybody. And I thank God I'm tough and know how to deal with this. So it brought me to the conclusion of accountability. And then it moved right into, it's really easy to figure out who loves you and who doesn't. I love to be the person that's counted on. I love the burden of being the person that is counted on. You count on me to keep the business running. You count on me to be on time. You count on me to show up and be in a good mood. You count on me to do well. You count on me, whatever. I like that burden in life. That it is a heavy burden, but I do like that burden. You count on me for a Monday podcast. You count on me for some sort of inspiration. I carry this burden, and I am doing my best to carry it well. Not, I don't always carry it well, but I'm doing my very best to carry it well. And then it reminded me that if I would have just looked at who made sure I was accounted for in the middle of me having this disease of wanting to be counted on, if I would have figured out just the people that made sure I was accounted for before they counted on me, that would have been glorious. And I would have figured out exactly who was there with the same intentions as me. That leads me to the love languages. I'm not trying to sell you on reading this book. However, if there's a book like it, if you haven't read that book yet, if you've read it, read it again. Because I think that we read it the first time really selfishly. Basically, it tells you the languages of what it is that really drives you. I'm a words of affirmation girl. And so if you tell me I'm doing a great job, and you tell me I look great today, or you tell me I'm doing really good, those words of affirmation really keep me going. And when they slow down, I tend to perform less at those things. So if I'm not getting a lot of fulfillment out of those things, then I don't do it. So being a words of affirmation girl in social media, where words are used as weapons, I've had to learn to toughen up a lot. Most of my friends are not words of affirmation people, and this is why they're really great to have in an army around me, because they don't really care that much. So they're not really words of affirmation people. They are more, and so I tend to give them the words of affirmation because it makes me feel good to then give that out. But I have to remember how best to love on them. And most of my friends are acts of service. Alex is a quality time guy. He does not care what you were doing, just wants to be near you. And definitely not a words of affirmation guy. So he has to learn to give me those words of affirmation. Here's why I'm telling you this. When someone figures out, they don't even know they're doing it, they're this good. And you're about to have the biggest light bulb moment of your life right here. When someone figures out what your love language is before you figure it out, they can play you like a fiddle. Gaslighting. You need to know what a gaslighter is. Gaslighter is somebody that tells you that nobody would love you anyway. No one's going to love you. They tell you that you're not pretty enough to find anyone else, that you're never going to make it. So that's a person that just keeps you under their foot because they're so scared for your light to shine. So you really need to know what those kind of people are, because a gaslighter is really super, super toxic. They're highly manipulative. They're very charismatic and charming. They're using tactics in order to gain power. So people can manipulate people into thinking that they have lost their mind. I mean, it's, you need to know what that is. When someone, let me tell you again, for all the people in the back, when someone figures out your love language before you do, you're in big trouble. Because when somebody figures out that your love language is words of affirmation, they can now manipulate that. I don't know. I am not a manipulative person, so I do not have this type of personality. So I'm not sure how they figure it out. But basically, they wait and see what it is that really makes you tick, and then they double down on that thing. And so you really never see it coming. You'd see it coming if you would just understand what your love language is. If somebody goes, hey, listen, the best example is the quote that I've used 1,000 times, which is, don't ever let a naked man offer you the shirt off his back. He doesn't even have his own shirt, but he'll tell you through his words, he'll give you the world. Well, son, show me the world. Show me the world you got. Let me see that world. Because I have fallen for that more times than I can count. So in friendships, make sure you don't have a gaslighter around first. And next, if your love language is acts of service and you don't have somebody, I've offered to cut my friend's weeds before so many times because I know acts of service and I love her and I will go do that. It's not a big deal. And my friends don't Beyonce me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, there's not a meet and greet line at the ranch. Like, we're just regular schmegula people. If I need to come over and do your dishes, let me know. Let me know if things got too busy. Let me know if I need to paint a wall. Let me know. I'm not saying I'm perfect because I am insanely busy and I have to abandon my friends all the time and it breaks my heart. But I will tell you, as a words of affirmation girl, we do have a fire text group all the time when I'm on the road. They've learned that that's the way that I feel loved, and they don't let me down on that. If your friends know what makes you tick and then don't do it, you need to look, just watch, observe, because the manipulators are watching you like a hawk. I don't know how they do it, but they're watching. And then they start doing all this passive aggressive behavior of, following you on ghost accounts and spewing things that you told them in confidence. And all of these things will happen. The best thing that you can do is be accountable for your own love language. Because in the end, and you knew I was going to say it, we're accountable for that behavior. It's your fault. If you didn't take accountability for how people could manipulate you and then watch out for it, that's on you. It's on me. It's on everybody. I know I'm a words of affirmation girl. People know that they could tell me up one side and down the other that I'm doing a really great job and that they really love me and that their kid really needs my horse worse than me. And I just go, okay, here you go. You're right. And then I've dealt with gaslighters before telling me that I'll never be a winner again and that I'm old and that I'm whatever. Nice try, because now I'm educated and I'm also accountable for those boundaries. When people also, side note, when you start to set the boundary is when things get really hairy. When you start setting boundaries for you that benefit you, that's when you start seeing people really change. And by the way, the first thing they say when you do this is that you've changed. That's the really fun part. But when you start setting these boundaries of accountability and be like, you know what? It's just that I really appreciate your words. And because of that, I think I've got to have a little less interaction with you. And because of that less interaction, I'm just going to have to restrict certain channels. It's not about you. It's me, whatever you want to say. But it's a fun experiment to set a few boundaries and then see exactly how people around you shift. I've never had a real friend overstep a boundary or even negotiate a boundary or even get close to a boundary with me ever. I've never had a real friend ever that I've had to go, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that's not okay or whatever. So it's funny when you set a boundary, the people that were benefiting from your lack of boundaries start getting real noisy, very, very noisy. And once you figure out the resource that they were benefiting from, whatever that may be, maybe you shouted them out, maybe you, whatever that may be, they get very upset. So I want you to be on the lookout and I just want you to be informed. And the reason that I did this podcast was because I've been overwhelmed with the amount of DMs that I've gotten. I mean, it's hundreds at this point of people that are like, I just didn't see this coming. And I'm like, okay, you needed to see it coming. I get it because I've been through it so many times. And what's funny is when I draw a boundary, it's very public. And there could be nothing more than I drew that boundary. I drew that boundary and then someone didn't benefit from it and then ran off crazy and started going nuts. But I just created a boundary. And then when that person, and I created the boundary just to see if somebody was being manipulative or toxic. And then when they attempted to cross the boundary and I reinstated the boundary and they didn't benefit from it, that's normally what happens. And as people go through life, I think they think, oh, that only happens to certain types of people. You'll notice that it happens to all of us. So I know this was a long one. I hope that you guys get so much. I'm praying for an aha moment out of this one. I'm praying that you go, oh my God, I do act a certain way when people give me a compliment or when people help me move or when people just spend time with me because I get lonely or whatever it may be. I highly recommend you downloading the audiobook for the 5 love languages. Typically those things are free on YouTube. So you can pop in some AirPods and do your deal. I have not read it in forever. Maybe I should reread it this evening. But it's really, really good. And that way I know how to help my husband and my friends know how to love me. They know I need an attaboy from time to time. Jesse calls it watering. I need to be watered. She knows that. Like, I have to be watered. Like, hey, you're doing really good. Like, okay, great. Thank you. I need less of it than I used to now that I know that I'm so needy about it. So I definitely need less than I used to. And I know that Alex needs quality time. I know that he needs quality time. I know if I can help with anything in the office, that's my way of showing love to all of my other friends. And that's frankly, they love it. So those are hopefully insights that give you a big aha moment. This was super off the cuff, and I just felt like everybody coming out of quarantine and kind of being pent up with all of our emotions and with a brand new world that we're going to move back into, I feel like we just need to be on high alert. And I hope that this benefited you in some way. If it did benefit you, I'm a words of affirmation girl, and I make no bones about it. If you did, hit your girl up with an attaboy. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.